Tucked away in the forests of the Bohemian Moravian Highlands is the town of Zsigar nad Sázavo. It is now an industrial town spotted with ugly prefab high-rises, but on its northern edge it boasts one of the gems of Baroque architecture, the UNESCO-listed church at Zelená Hora, as well as an ancient monastery that once gave rise to the whole town. In this edition of Spotlight, Jan Richter explores the heritage of Zsigar.
It's all in the name. When the Cistercian monks first arrived in the thick forests in the Bohemian Moravian Highlands in the 13th century, they had to make room for their new monastery. The name Zsigar refers to the technique of slashing and burning the forests, and the Sázava is a river that runs through the area. But the monks left centuries ago, and today Zsigar is mainly an industrial town that has little to offer to visitors, who mostly pass through here on their way to enjoy the natural beauties of the highlands. But on the town's northern edge, two sites witness the town's former glory, the monastery and the church of St. John of Nepomuk on the nearby hill. More than two centuries ago, the monastery was turned into a chateau which now houses several museums, a school and a local fire brigade. Eva Losenická took me around.
The monastery was founded in 1252 and was built in a traditional Cistercian architecture. Situated between Bohemia and Moravia, it always belonged among the most important centers of culture and education.
The Cistercian monks stayed in Zsigar for half a millennium before the enlightened Emperor Joseph II abolished their monastery, like many other institutions of the Roman Catholic Church throughout the Austrian Empire. But just before that happened, the abbot had the great idea of inviting one of the most interesting architects of the time to give the monastery a new look.
In the year 1784, the monastery was dissolved and the premises here became a castle. Today the castle belongs to the European noble family Kinsky. During the Baroque period, early in the 18th century, the monastery was managed by the abbot Václav Vejmluva. He invited here an important and talented architect, Jan Blažej Santini Eichel, who reconstructed the monastery premises in the Baroque style. The most important building by the architect Jan Santini is the pilgrimage church of St. John of Nepomuk in the, on the hill called Zelená Hora. This building was included in the list of the World Cultural Heritage UNESCO in 1994.
Jan Blažej Santini Eichel was an extraordinary figure of Czech Baroque. His grandfather came to Prague from Italy in the early 17th century. Santini was born with a physical handicap, parts of his body were paralyzed. But that didn't stop him from traveling throughout Europe in his youth. In Italy, he saw the work of the radical Baroque architect Francesco Borromini that had a profound impact on him. His collaboration with the Cistercian abbot in Zsigar, which lasted for 17 years until his death, gave the monastery and the surrounding premises a completely new look. He began with renovating the main church. Eva Losenická again.
The former convent church of the Assumption of Virgin Mary, nowadays Basilica, is the main monastery building. The architect Santini implemented a reconstruction of this church in the Baroque Gothic style. Actually, he rebuilt the Gothic building to the Baroque style. Very recently, the church was renovated according to the original Santini's plans.
But Santini's major work in Zsigar is on the top of a nearby hill called Zelená Hora. The pilgrimage church of St. John of Nepomuk was built even before John of Nepomuk was canonized. The impulse came in 1719, when his tomb was opened, and a piece of a red tissue that fell out of his skull was believed to be his incorruptible tongue. Marie Dubová is one of the guides.
Samotný chrám, ten je postavený do tvaru pěticípé hvězdy, vede sem pět vchodů, je zde pět kaplí.
The church itself was built in the shape of a five-pointed star. It has five entrances, five chapels and five altars. The original floor tiles are also pentagonal. The pulpit depicts John of Nepomuk ascending to heaven, carried by five large angels and three small ones. The digits encode the age at which John of Nepomuk died as a martyr.
Ve kterém prošel Jan Nepomucký mučednické smrti.
Santini allegedly worked on the unusual design together with the abbot Václav Vejmluva. The complex symbolism of the building abounds with references to the saint and employs Santini's unique mix of the two architectural styles, Gothic and Baroque.
On chtěl právě ukázat na tu dobu gotickou.
Santini referred to the Middle Ages when Christianity was at its height, so this particular style had a historicizing character. But he also reconstructed many buildings. During the Hussite Wars, many churches were destroyed, so he was very familiar with a Gothic style to which he applied Baroque. But Zelená Hora was built from scratch, and he used both of these styles that in fact match the story of St. John of Nepomuk.
A vlastně se to hodí k tomu příběhu Jana Nepomuckého.
Joseph II's move against the Catholic Church in the 1780s nearly meant an end for the pilgrimage church as well, if it wasn't for one of the former monks who made the preservation of the church his personal mission.
The roof was destroyed by fire in 1784. Also, Emperor Joseph II abolished the monastery at about the same time, together with his church. It was very difficult to renovate it because no one was interested in running it. But one of the former monks, named Bonifác Procházka, began reconstructing the church, but was only granted permission on condition that a cemetery would be established there. Until then, the whole area was designed for the pilgrims.
The cemetery, including the graves of several Red Army soldiers who were killed during the town's liberation in 1945, is now being removed to a new site not far from the church. Several times a year, the church is the destination of hundreds of Catholic pilgrims, but the enigmatic building also attracts those who seek the truth beyond.
Zelená Hora is very popular with all sorts of seekers of the arcane. Many people come here looking for various things, natural powers, even the Holy Grail. I don't think they've ever found anything, but I saw people with divining rods that were moving really fast, so I guess there is some sort of power here.
The pilgrimage church of St. John of Nepomuk and Zelená Hora is now run by the National Heritage Institute. It was confiscated by the state in the 1950s, just like the chateau below it. But unlike the church, the chateau, along with forests, fields and ponds, was in the early 1990s returned to its previous owners, the aristocratic Kinsky family. Radslav Kinsky, who got the family business in Žďár going again, died 2 years ago. And the large estate is now managed by his son, French-born Konstantin Kinsky.
The first big task was to put it back together, because the communist regime had cleverly, from that standpoint, broken it into pieces and made sure that it was managed inconsistently by different institutions. So to put it back, and I mean not only the assets, but also the people, put them together and then give them a sense that they belong together, that they belong to an estate that needed to be managed consistently and where everybody could benefit from each other's views and positions.
Mr. Kinsky says they had to overcome the initial mistrust on the side of the local people, But they soon realized that the family had its root there and wants to keep the chateau open.
Really, you know, Lidi so Lidi, as they say here, we are only people. So as everywhere, you always encounter a wide range of emotions and characters around yourself. I would say that dominantly people who have been through the communist experience and before that through the Nazi experience know how hard it has been on everybody and are delighted to contribute to the revival of a place that they like the same way, that they love the same way we love it, whether it's, you know, beautiful walls or beautiful forest or a beautiful lake or a nice landscape. It's nice to see it revived.
Mr. Kinski, whose second job is the head of the Czech branch of the consultancy firm Roland & Berger, says the most difficult thing is maintaining the large chateau.
We are just romantic idiots and attached to it for whatever romantic idiotic reasons, and we'll continue to do that. The purpose is not to turn that into a profit center. It's not going to happen. It's just impossible. The idea is to make it, to turn it more and more into a living place. History, culture, if it's not living, it's not worth it, and it doesn't survive. So it's to turn it into a living place, and hopefully not to have to invest too much in it to try and make sure that it starts paying a bit for itself. We're already doing quite a lot of things, from small to bigger things. There's the Jbanek of our firemen, which are delightful people, down to concerts and festivals and exhibitions, the annual international congress of the Czech Immunology Association is in GR, following the steps of my father, and so forth. So lots of different things to attract people and make them enjoy life in Vysočina.
Konstantin Kinski ends that edition of Spotlight by Jan Richter.